Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies. It is a great honor for me to give remarks to the second International Conference on Nutrition on behalf of Zimbabwe. As you are all aware, Zimbabwe is a landlocked country with a population of about 13.1 million people, of which 13% are children under the age of 5 years, and 25% are women of childbearing age. And our life expectancy at birth is currently at 51 years for males and 52 years for females. Zimbabwe's literacy rates are ranked as one of the highest in the world at 91.3%. However, due to our own human index, development index, has been lowered because we've lost a lot of skilled manpower to the region and beyond. Agriculture remains a dominant and significant sector of Zimbabwe's economy. It contributes 15 to 20% of the country's GDP and at least 70% of the population, mainly smallholder farmers, depend on agriculture for their livelihoods. Zimbabwe's economy is increasingly diversifying, with a significant contribution coming from mining and tourism, and gains from these key sectors have helped the country to significantly cope with the socio-economic challenges during the last decade. Underpinned by our land and agrarian reform, Zimbabwe agriculture is well diversified, and its comprehensive agricultural policy framework has been designed to integrate nutrition objectives for healthy diets and to raise production and productivity. The diversification of agriculture has enabled the country to see an increase in the production of a wide range of agricultural commodities, such as small grains and other cereals, oilseed crops, fruits and vegetables, and livestock, in order to improve food and nutrition security. This is complemented by our social safety programs that are pro-poor. The diversification has also assisted in reducing the clear dominance of carbohydrates over protein intake to achieve a balanced diet. The standing rate has fallen from 35% in 2009 to 27.6% in 2014, largely due to the promotion of integrated community health programs that the country is currently implementing. It, however, remains unacceptably high, and more needs to be done. Micronutrient deficiencies remain a major health problem as well. Zimbabwe is experiencing a double burden of malnutrition, with a proportion of children under the age of 5 years and women of childbearing age being overweight. Exclusive breastfeeding rates amongst children below 6 months have improved from 31% in 2010 to 41% in 2014. HIV and other communicable diseases contribute and aggravate malnutrition in the country. And in this regard, I'd like to applaud the three West African countries that have fought the Ebola outbreak in a very brave manner. And we wish to declare that Zimbabwe overwhelmingly supports their efforts that are bearing fruit. Exclusive breastfeeding rates among children below 6 months have improved from 31% in 2010 to 41% in 2014. The country's economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Economic, Socio-Economic Transformation, has prioritized food and nutrition issues and is aligned to the comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program. ZIMASET, as we call it, calls for a multi-sectoral approach involving stakeholders in agriculture, social protection, in health, in nutrition, in water and sanitation sectors to address food and nutrition insecurity. Under Commitment 5 of the framework of the 2013 Food and Nutrition Security Policy, a National Nutrition Strategy 2014 to 2018, and a Food Fortification Strategy have been developed to address stunting and other prevailing nutrition challenges. Zimbabwe joined the Scale Up Nutrition Movement, or SUN, as an early riser country in 2011, with political support and coordination from the highest office of the land. It is under this policy environment that Zimbabwe plans to move forward and address current challenges through the various sectors to impact positively on improving nutrition outcomes through nutrition-sensitive cross-sectoral programming. The country plans to continue working within the Zimbabwe United Nations Development Framework and through various sectors to improve nutrition in all districts in Zimbabwe. The government is committed to ensuring food security for all people, including access to adequate, diverse, and nutritious food at all times. In recognition of broad-based agricultural development as an effective means of reducing poverty and accelerating economic growth, the government of Zimbabwe intends to extensively use the investment opportunities under the Food and Nutrition Security Program as a resource mobilization tool to improve agricultural production of diverse and adequate food. The country also intends to invest extensively in water and sanitation and hygiene programs to ensure attainment of universal access to safe drinking water by its entire people. The government of Zimbabwe will contribute to ensure provision of appropriate regulatory environment to guide local, regional, and international food supply chain and to safeguard against potential conflict of interest. In conclusion, as a country, Zimbabwe upholds all the commitments it has made to both global and regional initiatives linked to nutrition, including the current Rome Declaration and its framework. It is with no doubt that the country can benefit further from both financial and technical support from both the WHO and the FAO in implementing strategies outlined in the Economic Zimasset Blueprint and in the National Nutrition Strategy, in which addressing food and nutrition challenges is a first priority. I thank you.